By remote, this is POA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Donald Trump is back at the White House after visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin, the epicenter of the latest protests over racial injustice. Protests erupted last week after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, 7 times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. President Trump did not mention Blake's name during public comments Tuesday on his visit, saying only he felt terribly for anyone who suffered a loss, but otherwise only noted that the situation was complicated and under investigation. The president toured destruction left by rioters in Kenosha, declaring it was enabled by Democratic leaders. Trump also promised $1 million in funds to Kenosha police and an additional $4 million to help small businesses damaged or destroyed there. On the eve of his visit, the president defended a teenage supporter of his, accused of fatally shooting 2 men at a demonstration in Kenosha last week, and accused Democrat Joe Biden of siding with the rioters in the unrest. Election Day, 9 weeks away here in the U.S., and former President Biden holding on to his months-long lead over President Trump in nationwide polling, but surveys show the race is narrowed and even closer in key battleground states that are likely to determine the outcome. The U.S. decides the presidency through an indirect form of democracy, not by the national popular vote, but in an electoral college where the winner in each state receives all of the state's electoral votes. Each state's number of electoral votes is based on its population. Trump and Biden are scheduled to debate each other 3 times, once later this month and twice in October. For more news, join us, voanews.com, via remote. This is VOA News.